You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. From the coastline along Half Moon Bay to the giant ocean cliffsides in Pacifica, stories like these are all too common.
This morning, El Niño's fury caught on camera. Drone footage shows a chunk of this bluff in the city of Pacifica shearing off, leaving an apartment building dangling precariously.
Powerful surf keeps chipping away at the coastline along Half Moon Bay, threatening a popular trail.
Coastal erosion happens quickly, and the effects can be dramatic. But erosion can also be caused by the slow and tumultuous processes that we don't really see. Marco Seiler Gonzalez has that story.
Surfer Brian Overfelt's entire life revolves around this one little strip of coastline in Half Moon Bay, Surfer's Beach.
And I remember like getting out into like waist deep water and being like terrified. The currents were strong and there's guys like taking off on waves and didn't know what I was doing.
Overfelt has shaggy red hair and a bushy beard. His entire right arm is covered in tattoos. But back in the 1980s, he was just a scrawny kid learning to surf.
That would be my first memory of Surfer's Beach, going down there with my dad, not having a clue of what I was doing.
A good surfing wave needs a shallow point in the ocean floor for the wave to break over. That point can be made of sand, reef, or rock. Overfelt says the sandbars at Surfer's Beach made a perfect wave, like the first one he remembers riding.
Set came through, and I remember I was riding a Steve Iverson Prisma surfboards. My first was like a five-channel board, glass-in fins, and I remember I took off on this wave, and it was a good wave, and I dropped in, and I rode the thing all the way.
Now, Overfelt owns the old Princeton Landing, a bar and grill inside Pillar Point Harbor. The harbor is right next to Surfer's Beach, separated by a breakwater. That's a huge mound of boulders that stretches from the beach super far out into the water. It shelters the harbor and Overfelt's restaurant from big waves. But it also has an unintended consequence on Surfer's Beach.
We surfed it and took it for granted, maybe the late 90s, and seeing how much sand was inside the harbor, and the beaches were depleting.
Around the 90s, the sand at Surfer's Beach started disappearing. And without sand, the wave got worse. But just across the breakwater...
You know, the harbor is full of sand. And all they have to do is take the sand out of the harbor and put it where it belongs.
Overfelt says the long breakwater traps a ton of sand inside the harbor and doesn't allow it to naturally flow to Surfer's Beach. He takes me over to the harbor to show me.
So, like... We stand here now at a negative tide.
Overfelt and I walk out on the breakwater towards the ocean. Usually sand deposits downriver into the ocean, but in Half Moon Bay, a lot of the creeks flow right into Pillar Point Harbor.
And you look inside the harbor, and you can see the massive buildup of sand right in front of us. And then look down to the south, and look at our eroding coastline.
The sandy bluffs at Surfer's Beach are also deteriorating quickly. Almost 2 feet a year wash away. And on a high tide, the beach doesn't even exist. Overfelt points to the crumbling bluffs.
And on big waves and high tides, just chunks of those cliffs just fall down.
On a low tide, Overfelt says there's not even much sand to lay out on.
It's just these clay ripples. And there's piles of rocks out there, and it's crazy.
This poses a constant threat to Highway 1, which jams straight along Surfer's Beach. With no sand, there's no natural buffer between the water and the road. For decades, Brian Overfelt has advocated for one particular solution, dredge the harbor. Take the sand out of the harbor and place it along Surfer's Beach.
They dredge every other harbor in California. They take care of all the beaches all over the world. This little place is just this like harbor of nothing's happening.
Overfelt says the sand will protect Highway 1 from waves and replenish Surfer's Beach. But dredging is expensive. The Army Corps of Engineers built the breakwater back in 1961, and they acknowledged that it was a big cause for erosion. But they also said they don't want to pay to fix its problems. Overfelt didn't like that.
For the Army Corps of Engineers to tell us that the cost-benefit analysis didn't come through on our side to help, and they completely bailed us, after stringing this along for years and years, that's terrible.
The city and the Harbor District weren't too happy either. So with a few local and state grants, they're trying to come up with their own solution. Bob Attalio is the chief engineer for a million-dollar pilot project to dredge the harbor.
We're looking at what we call hydraulic slurry dredging.
They would take big pipes and pump 75,000 cubic yards of sand out of Pillar Point Harbor to place along Surfers Beach. That's nearly enough sand to fill up 8,000 dump trucks.
You know, the modeling indicates that it could wash away in one winter.
But there's so much sand in the harbor that they could keep dredging it and replenishing the beach year after year. But that requires a lot more money and planning. Overfelt isn't holding his breath.
So I'm just going to keep pushing until we have it. But yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence. Like, I want this to happen. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. We should have done this a long time ago. So you take nothing for granted and you move forward till it gets done.
The erosion of a beloved beach isn't unique in California. A lot of popular beaches are right next to protected commercial harbors. And like the one in Half Moon Bay, they're also trapping sand flow to the beach. Take Oceanside Beach in San Diego. Its erosion makes the news every year.
You can see that sand right here behind me. Lots and lots of this sand is actually being sucked out of the harbor, pumped down the beach, and dumped here on the shoreline to help fill out the beaches. And this is really important.
The Army Corps of Engineers pumps a few football stadiums worth of sand out of Oceanside Harbor every year to spread along their beach. Even then, parts of Oceanside Beach are at risk of disappearing completely. And it's costly to keep up. In 2001, San Diego spent $17.5 million to pump 2 million cubic yards of sand onto a dozen beaches. But by the next year, those beaches had already shrunk substantially. And it's not just the waves and breakwaters that are going away. Back on the breakwater, Brian Overfelt reminisces on what his town once had.
What about our beach community? We used to have a beach community here because this wave was so good back in the day that we all used to hang out in this parking lot over here. And we had like surf contests here, and there was a flourishing, rad, small core beach community. It's gone.
The pilot project to dredge Pillar Point Harbor was expected to break ground this spring, but it was delayed because of permitting issues. They are now shooting for sometime next year. In Half Moon Bay, I'm Marco Salar Gonzalez for Cross Currents.